Hello and welcome to episode 357 of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is Daniel Gregory. I'm your host. Hope you're having a great day, great week, great start to 2022. I know it's always fun to start a new year. It's always great to start a new year in some cases. In some cases, it can feel like the years have just sort of dragged together in this never-ending kind of pandemic march, but I'm always optimistic for the start of a new year. I got asked an interesting question, and I wanted to make kind of that the focus of today's podcast, but kind of expand out the question a little bit. But the question I was asked was, how do I decide which photographs to delete out of my catalog? I thought that was an interesting question because I'm a person who believes that there's a lot to be learned by going back in time and looking at your mistakes from the past so that you're not doomed to repeat the same mistake over and over again. That's insanity. So I like to keep a hold of a lot of photographs that potentially other people would delete right away. And I keep those because, again, they're reminders about bad settings, bad framing, bad composition, and they're a learning tool. But at some point, your catalog can start to get pretty cluttered of a lot of junk. The other thing I like to delete always right away is if the camera's on continuous high speed and I'm shooting 8, 10, 12, 15 frames a second of a bird in flight or something like that, I like to delete a lot of those, make sure I keep only the one that's in focus, only the one or two that kind of have the interesting gesture or that aren't exact replications of all the other images. Those I delete pretty quickly. The images, like I said, that I learn from over time, you know, about once a year, every 18 months, I like to go back in the old catalog and start to purge those. And it's sort of depressing. I'll be the first to admit there's a mild depression that sets in because when you judge your quality, your viability as a photographer on the number of images in that catalog, and then you realize, wow, I just deleted thousands and thousands of images out of the catalog. You have to celebrate that on some level, but at the same time, it is a little psychologically damaging for me to realize I'm not quite as prolific as a good photographer as I thought. But anyway, using those old photographs, the reason I decided to delete them is, again, they're empty baggage. They're no longer providing a usefulness. They're no longer providing a outlet for me to learn from, or they're set duplicates of something that needs to go. Removing that unnecessary clutter, removing that already truly learned lesson allows me to have the space to move forward. But the thing that kind of pivoted on my head with that question that led to a kind of a bigger topic and something that I realized would be valuable in the deletion of those photographs, particularly those ones, again, that I've learned from. They're not great photographs. They're not good photographs. They're embarrassing on some level, characteristically bad photographs, but I've learned something from them. That it's important to honor the thing that I was provided by that photograph, the thing that I got to learn. And so it occurred to me that one of the things that as photographers, as creative people that we do all the time, is we get rid of things, whether it's deleting photographs. Maybe we have equipment we get rid of. Maybe you're finally getting rid of a camera bag. Maybe you're finally letting go of some of these things. That how do we successfully let go when it's time to take the next step forward as a photographer? Whether that's letting go of a style we photograph, a piece of equipment, like I mentioned, maybe it's a certain aesthetic, maybe it's a certain lighting technique, maybe it's a certain project that's just never going to quite resolve itself and we let that go. How do we do that in a meaningful way? So I did a lot of digging around and reading about how do cultures get rid of and honor things of the past? How do different people do that? How do people who specialize in organization talk about doing it, you know, and separating things into buckets for keep, recycle, trash, donate, whatever they are. I went and looked at a lot of different things. And one of the things that I found consistent across a lot of cultures and a lot of different concepts was this idea of honoring the past, honoring the object. And by bringing that concept into the photography, into getting rid of things, it really kind of opened my eyes to a different way of approaching the ability to purge and let go. So by taking the thing that is valuable, by taking the thing that at one time was important, that is no longer going to be there, and offering up a way to honor that, a way to truly appreciate that so that it can be let go in a meaningful way. It was acquired in a meaningful way, hopefully, or it wasn't just a binge purchase on Amazon, but it was acquired in a meaningful way. It's a way to honor that. So I think one of the things that we can do, whether we're talking about a physical object, a camera bag, a lens, that when it's time to let that go, that we spend a moment or two and we honor what that lens, camera, bag did for us. What did it allow us to do? What did it allow us to accomplish? What kind of photographs got made about it? And sort of reminisce, but remind ourselves that there was something good that came from that. There was a growth opportunity, a learning opportunity, an amazing photograph. And that while we are no longer the person who needs that particular piece of equipment, that by honoring it, we basically can say to ourselves that something good came out of that. Something good can be still had out of that. So as we sell that lens off, it leaves in a state of, it's not a piece of junk, a piece of crap, but it is something that did value and create and move forward. Now, sometimes you get something that's a broken piece of crap. I have two pieces of electronics on my desk that are going to get run over with a steamroller. They're not going to be honored very well. They've been a pain in the you know what. But for the things that had that value, honoring those, I think when we think about photography and we honor a place, we have sacred places we might want to visit, we might want to go to, we would do the same thing. We're reverent in some ways of those locations. It's similar to getting rid of the object. And then in the photographs themselves, and this is really where that spark of that question led me to this, is when I think about those photographs that I'm letting go of, those bad photographs, I've always deleted them and thought to myself, not a good photograph, bad photograph. Oh, guy, I've learned so much since then. I'm such a better photographer now. Or, oh, wow, I've made that same mistake a lot, but I don't make that mistake anymore. There's no reason to keep this around as a reminder. Whatever is the rationale I had for the photograph, I've just deleted it as something to discard. But to be present enough in the moment, to think enough about the experience, to have the awareness that there was something important that that photograph gave you. And what it didn't give you was a great photograph. What it didn't give you was a sellable photograph. What it didn't give you was something that you want to look at on your wall or on your screensaver or however you use your photographs, post to social media, whatever it is. It didn't give you that, but it gave you something. And if you sit there and you think about what did this set of photographs offer? What did this set of photographs create for you? What did they entail for you? What did you garner from them? There's a chance to honor that experience. There's a chance to honor the time you put in to make the photographs, a chance to reflect on what you learned from the photographs in a way that is a positive step forward. And I think that's the big thing about the process of deleting. Is deleting is not about the purge of the negative. It's about learning to respect and honor and appreciate that sometimes we make bad mistakes to learn. Sometimes we make bad mistakes because we don't know any better. And that's a part of our growth process. And to celebrate where we've come and where we're going as photographers. So a lighting set up a lighting situation I've never used before comes from all of the work I've done before. It's a chance for me to expand on where I was, but where I was is in those photographs that I'm about to delete. And I think it's important to recognize that that's not bad. That's important. That's in some ways history. That's where wisdom was garnered. So to honor those photographs is something more than just things going into the trash can. To appreciate them, to take that moment to acknowledge and say, thank you for helping me become a better photographer by being terribly bad photographs that I learned from, I figured things out from, and that what you're doing by letting them go is being able to have them give you the honor of creating space in your catalog for new things to come in, new structures to come in, new ways of seeing to come in, new ways of organizing to come in, and to appreciate that their willingness to be let go is rewarding you even at the very end. And so I think there's a really great opportunity for us to shift how we think about the delete process and how we think about the purging process and the selling of gear process, and to change it from, again, like I said, the negative connotation that we have that this is bad, these need to go, to respecting what they really are, which is a moment in time, a click of a shutter, that at the time we believed something could happen, something good could come out of that, and we learned from that. And I think it's important for us to respect that in ourselves. I think it's important for us to respect that in the equipment. I think it's important for us to respect that in the photographs. And a big reason I believe that is this fundamentally changes the language by which we talk to ourselves about our photographs. Instead of saying, I've got to delete everything that's bad, everything that's wrong, the language I've used for a good chunk of this podcast to describe those photographs is, I'm going to honor the photographs that don't work. I'm going to appreciate what I learned from them, and I'm going to let them go. Is much different in our own psychology, in our own mental speak about how we approach our photography and about how we approach looking at the photography of others. It's that desire, that willingness, that importance to say what I do matters and who I am as a photographer matters and who I am as a person in this world matters. And that's not to be diminished. It's a way to brighten our own star by changing the way we talk about our work. And I think that's really important. And I think that's something that moving into the new year is something, again, like I mentioned on the podcast of a week ago, of the things I hope for that we need to change in 2022. This is another one in that language of how do we really change who we are as a photographer? We change how we think about the failures that we accomplish. We learn from those. We appreciate what we got there. And I think we do that by taking that moment to honor that position. I hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Thanks again for tuning into the podcast. I really do appreciate it. If you're out doing something fun and amazing, remember to share that with others. It's important to share your photography, no matter whether it's just with your family, your a roommate in your apartment, whether you put it on social media. But remember, sharing those stories, sharing that connection you're finding by seeing the amazing things that are in the world that you're putting behind your camera is really an important process of what we do. So make sure you take time to do that. And I will see you next week.